Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, who rules the universe with justice and mercy. We thank you that in these latter days we should gather together in your holy name. We who once were no people, but came to be your people by your gracious choice, each in your own way and in your own time. We acknowledge yet the difficulty we have in seeing through the mystery of this, but we feel somehow in our bones that it must be so for your name's sake. We sense this not only in the brokenness of the world tonight, but also in the long and painful brokenness of our peoples, who claim you equally as our one God. And we pray that in this night we will glimpse some new dimension of your oneness that calls us to worship you with one voice, in spirit and in truth. On this All Saints' Day in Christian tradition, we give thanks for those models of faith in Hebrew and Christian history who by your mercy live in our hearts still to cheer and to guide. We thank you for Abraham, who teaches us to venture into the unknown with courage when you call. For the unremarkable Isaac, who would have us at least do our part in keeping the promise from one generation to the next. For the ambitious and relentless Jacob, who would be blessed as Israel and bids us bless the world through and with Israel. We give thanks for Moses, who calls us to liberate people from captivity to sinners and to keep your law so that we might not be numbered among them. For the prophets who call us to do justice and love mercy. For priests who demand that we purify our worship. And for kings who insist that those who lead keep order and protect the people. We thank you too for Jesus, who so embodied your law that even his death should glorify your name and become a light to us Gentiles who walked in darkness. We thank you for those apostles who continue to push us to the limits of the globe to declare the good news of God's universal mercy, made known in the resurrection of one that anticipates the resurrection of all. We thank you, too, for those Jews and Christians who have taught us for two millennia to see each other as neighbor and not enemy, as friend or family, but not foe. May their witness deepen our common grief over those sins our forebears committed against each other, and though in this house particularly we confess of Christians against Jews. Forgive us our own sins of omission and commission, for failing to sanctify your name by our kindness toward one another and by our confidence that God continues to work through each of us. We thank you for the trust that has been carefully and deliberately built by our congregations through the years and for the tender roots that have deepened and spread. Make us mindful of our obligations to you and to one another. Use our efforts together, we pray, as a humble example that unity is not uniformity, that difference is not division, and that a faith that acts on behalf of the least of your children in need is more important than a faith that forever tries to distinguish who are and who are not your children. We offer ourselves to you, then, to do with as you please for your honor and glory. Amen.